Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and tonight is our special healing night, which is Saturday night live on the Lightship. We're going there in a few minutes here, so you can enjoy some healing. You want to request one specific type of healing, and this will only work live for people listening. If you're on the archive, you're going to feel the wonderful peace energy. So here we go, bringing the peace energy for everybody to experience that. One, two, three, four, and five. And if you have the light beam up on your monitor screen, you'll be able to see it actually change colors and become more three-dimensional as the picture becomes a living picture. And let's go to the light ship now. We'll first do just a mind-to-heart drop quickly so you can experience that. Then we'll be completely out of time and source energy. And it's a true zero point. Here, when you stop time, then you're in the alien time-based reality where source energy doesn't have time. So that's the difference. So being in the true now is source energy. Being in the now is the when you're stopped on the timeline that the aliens choose to put you onto, that you're living. So here we go. Mind to heart drop, I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards so you can experience being heart-centered and just feel the energy around you as this happens. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Let's go to the light ship. So if you have any animals or pets, flower, tree, garden, plants you wish to bring along, you can think of them. Connect your heart and energy to them right now, and they'll go up with you. You'll be there out of time, just the way you're looking right now. And if you're a seer, you're going to be able to see other people. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And here we go. Going to the light ship. One, two, three, four, and five. We're there now. You might have felt the energy completely shift in your room. If you notice, you're not quartered to anything here. You're truly out of time. Let's go to the first room, which is the Rainbow Waterfall Room. And we'll bring in this energy. Each room has their own specific healing modalities. And just request your healing maybe every minute or so. One, here we go into this room, bringing the energy to us. Two, three, four, and five. And next we're going into the room, which has, these look like goats. So if you like goats, here they are. And normally they're always in groups of three. Sometimes more. So right now we have three goats coming to us. Why they come in threes, I don't have a clue, but they're normally threes. Here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into another location. And this one here is where they have the rainforest. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll go into another location, request your healings. And this one here has the penguins. And get a glass of water ready, everybody. We'll do some skin misting water for you. Do that in a few minutes here. So here's the penguins coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do another special room. This is the amethyst crystal shield. Here comes this energy. Each crystal is fully conscious. There's thousands of these in this particular room. So one, two, three, four, and five. We'll go into the gold healing room with gold energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And for this particular time, what we're going to do is do some water charging. It'll only work right now live. We're not working on the archives. And this is for skin misting water. So if you have a sunburn or something or a blemish, just get a glass of water. And you may want to put that water into a misting bottle. So coming to us now are the wonderful swans. Here they come. Hold your glass of water in your hands. Nothing for you to do other than just hold it. One, if you don't have it, it'll still work if you get it in a couple of minutes here. Two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll go into a room that has the kangaroos. Here they come. Stronger. Request your healing. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Remember, the light always sees you in perfection. And you have to change one state of perfection to another. So if you have a problem that you're dealing with, a physical problem, then that's no perfection because the light does not judge you. So you want to judge yourself to change it from one state of perfection to another, which may be having a problem to not having a problem, but they're both perfect. Okay, next we're going to go into another room. And this room here is where Mother Mary is. And here we go. Bringing this energy down to us. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room in quarantine. This is what we're going to be doing tomorrow for 8 hours, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And they're going to be taking away, looks like they're going to be working with our skin, taking away some alien life forms. We call them critters, parasitic life forms that are, looks like they're crawling on the top of our skin. So if your skin starts to itch, and the old phrase, you make my skin crawl or something, well, that's probably because of these things. So here we go. If you do feel a little strange, you will feel better afterwards, and you can use your skin misting water. This is completed right now. So enjoy your skin misting water. Let's get rid of the critters on your skin and then just below your skin tissue. Stronger, stronger, and you're in quarantine right now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll get rid of their waste products and also their poisons at one time here. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Let's get rid of dead carcasses. Oh man, there's a lot of those. Wow. Yeah, that's why our skin flakes off. I don't know, but here we go. So dead carcasses. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, you might feel your skin heating up. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's go into one final room. And we'll go into where the geese are. So here comes the geese. Remember, the life beings need a physical form to work through as a conduit. So they're choosing life forms that we're familiar with here on this planet. So here we go. Here comes the geese. So stronger, 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 and stronger. What we'll do is bring one of the life forms that's on another planet, we'll say in the light, and we can experience that if you wish. This one here kind of has a head of a lion, but it has about 10 legs. Remember, the spirit of a particular given planet is able to bring forth and create any type of life form that it chooses. So this one here kind of looks like our lion, but it has a lot of legs on it, 10 legs. And the tail is very, very, very long. Kind of is used to wrap around the body. I would say the body's probably about 10 feet long, and the tail can wrap around it about twice. So it's a very, very long tail. Why? I don't know. Maybe they use it for something that we're not aware of here. So it probably has about a 30-foot tail. So here it comes to do healing on us, and we'll see how you feel with this particular light being with this particular body form. So here it comes. Request your healing, and there's three of these coming. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so we'll go into the white light room, and then we'll come back and use your skin misting water for those critters. See how your skin is feeling. Might be softer. I've had people have people commented anyway about having blemishes, maybe warts, and they used the skin misting water and they just disappeared or fell off, but they were gone. So many things can happen. Okay, so here we go. The white light room, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And request your healing. And we're going into a room before we come back where we're giving thanks to the light being doctors. And let's go into the food court. And I don't know, let's get some dessert. So I like to go in there and get the like German chocolate cake with a little bit of ice cream and hot fudge and nuts. And it's about the size maybe of, at the most it'll be a size of like a sugar cube, you know, about a half an inch square. Normally it's about the size of a end of a pencil eraser that's on a pencil. So here we go. And you can get seconds and thirds if you wish. So you're at free choice to get you what you want. You can get pies and cakes and different things there. And it won't be very much as far as the way it looks, but it'll be just full of energy. And you're going to watch it glow as it comes to you from the light beams that are fixing this for you. So you have it now in front of you on a little plate. And you're going to put it underneath your tongue. And here we go. It's there to see how your body's feeling. Some people, when they have these particular food on the light, you know, with the light beams in the food court, they actually get a lot of chills in their body because it's instantaneous healing, and it's very, very high energy. So here we go, and I give thanks to the light beams for this wonderful dessert, and we're thanking the light beam doctors that have come to us tonight to help us. We're in many other rooms that I haven't mentioned, and remember, we can be in one place. In many different places at one time, because there's no such thing as time in the light ship. And you're up there with your spirit that they recreate for you, because your spirit isn't whole. So in order to have a healing in the light ship, you have to be 100% in your body, integrated with your cell structure, and they just recreate a spirit, your spirit for you, so that your body can have a healing. And then down here, it all depends how your densities are, if you had any clearings or not from the light ship as to your physical problem that you're dealing with or whatever, because these emotional bodies and different things reattach to us and take away the healing properties. As we come back down, you're going to feel this energy. So we're giving thanks to the doctors, and the healings are between you and the light beam doctors. And I'll count five as you come back into the earth plane here. You're still here naturally because you can look around, but you're going to feel the energy do a shift. You're completely out of time right now. So here we go, coming back down. So one, two, and your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are with you. Three, four, and five.
Okay. So let's see if Annika's on tonight. Are you out there in cyberspace, Annika?
I am out here, Ron. I'm so calm and relaxed here. I've kind of felt like almost closing my eyes. That was so wonderful and peaceful. Thank you for doing that. And, yeah, I'm here. It's Saturday night on the Lightship and live on the Lightship, and you just experienced that. Some of you might not have experienced that before, but we keep coming back, and I see a lot of people on the fast chat. And it's great to be with you. So maybe I can go into some of the questions that I think you might not have covered yesterday or last night from what was on there. And I did see that you mentioned a little bit about there was a lot of people here, you know, a lot of people on this earth right now. I think Randy was asking or talking about, you know, the population on the earth went really fast from... from 2 billion to 6 billion last 130 years. So that's a big increase in numbers. And maybe you can kind of start off there because I also saw somebody else was asking, yes, are there a lot of those people that are real or what's going on? Is there a lot of those that actually are more cloned?
Oh, boy, that's a good one.
I think that we're going to be dealing with a cloned reality here. Remember all the different newer TV, movie theater type movies, you know, are showing us about clones, interacting with them. You can look at the beauty of some of the movie stars out there and how they don't apparently age too much. So that's another thing. And even maybe some people that you know, you might look at and you go, wow, this person is really 60. They look like they're about 40. And you wonder what's going on or even 30. So it's interesting. A typical clone person, just to kind of talk about that briefly, the energies that are down, say, I use the word in the basement or alien ships or whatever also, what they can do is take a physical body life form, much like yourself or someone else. Maybe they even died. Okay, they can change time, and believe it or not, they can actually take somebody who's been dead and go back in time, and maybe go back to when they're maybe 10 years of age, and then they can take the DNA from that person and then clone them. Because remember, we're on timelines here, and so they're in control of the movie script that you're dealing with right now and also throughout your whole life. So they can just rewind it and pick a time. Even if you're dead, they can do this just by changing time backwards. And so all they have to do is take somebody who died, we'll say, because you wouldn't want to have a bunch of people who look the same. And I guess you could, but it might be kind of scary to see somebody look identical to you if you went into a town, you know, doing some grocery shopping or something, and somebody looks like you dress the same because you have the genetics in you to maybe have you wear certain things on certain days, maybe, or just different patterns, and all of a sudden you see somebody wearing the same shirt as you. And we all have heard about that, people who maybe they were twins and they got separated, and all of a sudden they found each other and they started talking about their life, and their life was very, very similar throughout their lifetime. I remember seeing a movie on that or some type of documentary, and it was quite interesting how almost within the same week, you know, going back in time, they even kind of dated a similar type of person. So, and they have the same color clothes and everything else is, you know, really interesting. But anyway, they can do this and bring forth anybody, anytime. And so the DNA has it stored inside of it, and that they can make many, many people look the same. But they may not want to do that, but they could bring somebody forward. And just by taking a human body, getting the DNA out of it, and then they can replicate that, and they can also alter it. Remember, we're doing that now. We people hear other people talking about genetic engineering. You know, we have that with the different types of seeds. I won't go into that too much, but you know about the seeds, I'm sure, that people plant, the farmers, and the company kind of owns the rights to the seeds and everything else. It's that's another interesting story, but I can't get into that. That's not my forte here. But anyway, they can bring forth anybody, and when that person is here, it depends how much programming they put into the clone as to the intelligent factor and how much it's going to be doing or knowing, and they can change it. When the clone gets a little tired, depending on what kind of technology they're using, they can just bring another one up instantly because they're in control of time. So we don't know that typically. We just think that, you know, as you meet somebody and you have a conversation for 10 minutes, you think that time has not stopped. Well, it's stopping all the time. But you don't know that because they can just freeze frame everybody. And all of a sudden, you know, that they may turn you off for a year. And you're just standing there frozen, and then they can take you and manipulate you and do something else with you and then bring you back here again and start time up, and you don't even think you left here. So that's what they can do. And when clones get old, we'll say they can bring in a new clone. If it has a defect, they can pop, you know, a new one up. And just by freezing time is what they do. So I always say what's real out there is probably what you have with your eyes closed. That's, you know, the easiest way to look at that. And you're not looking at anything. But, you know, is the room next to you really there? You don't know because your senses is not going to be tuned into that room because it could be just a hologram. But as you use your senses, everything starts to appear. So that's like what I call driving into the billboard, you know. They can take you off planet instantly, recreate everything around you, and you think that you're still here. So it gets to be quite interesting. And the whole thing, getting back to clones, yeah, you know, I think that maybe because of whatever reason, maybe we're just too overpopulated here, and they just want to get rid of the days out there. Some of the people here and bringing clones as nice workers, you know, as like a factory worker. So remember, clones are normally pretty nice. They smile a lot and don't necessarily argue too much. And although that could be different too if another clone pops in, but normally they want like a working force down here. But when a clone is here, they don't really have that much emotional, you know, content with them. But they can still work on emotions and have different buttons pushed. But typically, a clone will be pretty neutral because they don't have a long memory. Let's say pop somebody in and you kind of shake their foundation by asking them some things that makes them very uncomfortable, because then they have to use their artificial intelligence and go back into the past, and it's a little more difficult to do. And then they have to rewind their whole life basically back to that time, and all these other events come forward. So they really can't jump over too much stuff for what I have seen so far with clones. So that's why they sometimes have a lot of emotions when you pinpoint something in their direction about what they could have done or should have done or something, and they may get angry with you. But anyway, aside from that, I think we're going to be living in a clone-based reality. And that's what the 2012 event's going to be about, is to steal people, take them off planet, and from there bring in clones. And also probably on 11-11-11 is probably another big day for that too. But anyway, back to you, Annika.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Trent was saying a lot of great comments, by the way, before I move on. Thank you. People really enjoyed going to the lightship, Ron. And Will says, very nice CLS mini vacation. Very wonderful experience, Ron. And some other good ones that kind of moved off here now. But people enjoyed the food. And yeah, it's always so great to experience. So, Trent also mentioned about some kind of new Falling Sky movie on TNT, on TV, that is, I've heard, pretty scary and strange. So, yeah, I haven't seen it myself, but it sounds like, yeah, it's a very creepy thing about aliens invading the Earth, that sort of thing. So, but there's a lot in the media, and I know you often talk about that, Ron. I have a question here kind of related to timelines and how we are on different timelines. And since you were talking about that with coming up with clones, too, if our spirit, this was sent to me just now, if our spirit can be drawn into another life on Earth, can we meet another person with our spirit in them? I am not sure exactly, but maybe this question is could also be, could we meet another person who has their own spirit in them?
Boy, that's a very good one. It would have to have the genetics for your spirit to resonate to the body, so it'd have to look like you. I don't think they can slam dunk your spirit or any part of it into another body, because your spirit does not go into anybody else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They could possibly cause a situation, though, where your, since you have a soul family, remember, everybody who has a soul family, those spirits can come in and out of anybody's body. That's one of the luxuries of that system. And so it is possible that they could set something up to where there's some type of dire straits situation going on, and they could actually have your spirit go into another body. And if it was a body that used the cloned energy of a person, your spirit would not know the difference, and it could go into that, and you could actually be meeting that person with your spirit in it. So that would be a possibility. But normally, you only body hop that way from somebody in the same soul family when there is, like I say, a situation of urgency. And that could be trying to get yourself out of a bad situation. It could be, maybe lifting a car for somebody in an accident situation, you know, things like this. So all of a sudden, everybody will rush into that one body, and all of a sudden you have superpowers. And with that, that's all your soul family coming to help you out. Normally, that that doesn't happen on a day-to-day basis all the time, but that's one way they could trick somebody, by fabricating somebody in your soul family and causing a situation to where your spirit would actually be sharing them and you at the same time. Very interesting. So I guess the answer could be yes to that one.
Uh-huh. Okay. So Dan is commenting so much here on how this is really bringing him a lot of new information. Let me see here. CLS really helping me. Okay, moved again. It's so interesting how my fast chat sometimes just move around when I'm supposed to read it. CLS really helping me be more conscious. So a lot of great comments. And from what I can see before, Charles have been asking, and I don't know if Charles is on now or this might just have been from yesterday, but it's a good one to bring up and talk about, and that's a clearing called, that's a whole life clearing called the Immaculate Conception. And Charles is wondering, what does that clearing do?
Okay, that clearing will help you to get rid of a lot of your parents' genetics that's in you now. So that helps your body out kind of across the board to get rid of stuff. It's kind of like one clearing that can do a lot, but most people do that clearing after they've had, a major whole lifetime clearings done. And that's like icing on the cake. So that's on there for that. And it allows your spirit to have more energy, too, in your body. So that's kind of what it does. It just another clearing to get rid of more gases kind of across the board. That clearing would probably be much like if you did the self-empowerment clearing. There's no headings or titles listed there, but it would be kind of similar to that one where the light ship goes through and starts to clean things out that are the most detrimental to you. So that's kind of what that clearing is for. But it's normally after you have other clearings where you'd want to do that one, where you feel that is going to be worthy. Because just by doing it, if you have other major densities, it probably would not show up or even maybe help you too much because of the extra blockages that could be more dense taking over.
Okay.
So much if you've done a few clearings, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So some more questions about some other clearings that you have online on creationlightship.com. Lots and lots of clearings, both whole life clearings and then more other ones that go into more kind of other details like self-empowerment that you just mentioned. Truth was asking also about the sludge body clearing, and maybe you can talk a little bit about what is that?
That is another energy around you, and the sludge body is a very thick energy that somehow is connected to the orbs. And we had that clearing up before we discovered the orbs causing this waste product stuff around you. So I'll do a sample of that, and you can kind of see what you think of it. So what I'm going to first do is an orb clearing, and then what I'll do is a sludge body clearing. So we're going to concentrate where you would like to concentrate on your body. For me, it looks like people want to have like their energy off of their head, maybe off of their face. So this is what I work with here, and just see if you can see better afterwards. So it's up to you to sample these clearings. So here we go, and find out how it works for you. So this will be the orb clearing. You get the orbs off of the face and around your head. Remember, you can't always see them. Here we go. I'll count to 10 to release them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's the orbs being taken away from you that have connected to your face. Now we'll do the other clearing, which is a sludge body. Here we go. 1, releasing that. 2, 3, 4, this feels like mud. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, getting heavy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of see how your body's responding. And you should feel a change. So this is just taking away part of the energies that could be attached to you. So what's completed is done. But it may just be like a little Band-Aid. But just see how your body's responding. And you can just see which one might be needed. Because the orbs are, almost everybody's talking about how nice the orbs are because they show up everywhere. People communicate with them at times, channel orbs and all this other stuff. And I go, oh, boy. So since we did that one BBS show maybe about a year ago, just by experimenting with them on one of the shows, everybody felt a lot of negativity get released from them, and they felt better. So that's why, an orb clearing is good to have. So we'll just see what the people comment on the difference of the two clearings here. And you can call in if you wish tonight. We only got maybe about 15 minutes left, but back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, the orb clearings is also online as a whole life clearing, and I was just looking here to see if it was on the audio, but I do remember you went into a lot of that when we first started doing those. So what I do know that's on audio samples is, for instance, that why physical healings are complicated and how it can go into all kinds of clearings, and we've just now even mentioned a few. And if you feel the samples, it means that you more than likely need the whole life clearing. So it's a good way to sample them when Ron is doing them on the show. But if you feel it, it's actually needed for you to do your whole life. It's not like we need to do all of the clearings. There's a lot of clearings, and it can be overwhelming too, but just even doing one can take away so much more than we actually think. So just wanted to mention that. And because I actually see Alice is asking, what clearing can I do for a rash on my thigh? And somebody was mentioning the water, which is a really good idea, skin misting and water charging and that sort of thing, which is also online. You can go on there and do it so that you can just have, even for drinking and that sort of thing. What else would you mention, Ron?
For a rash, I would first take out entities out of it, because they can be causative. Remember, they get attracted to situations. So your situation of having a rash means that they might like that if they have rashes themselves on their bodies. Remember, the emotional bodies carry these, and these are entities. I would probably do the skin misting water, definitely. That's only a dollar per bottle, so you may want to do that. I would if you're really worried about it, get on the conference calls. You know, maybe do a couple of weeks of those. Plus, we do water charging too on Wednesdays, so you have seven containers of water to last you for a whole week. From there, if it's something that's really bothering you, you may want to do the body rejuvenation one, and maybe the circulatory. But if you haven't done your whole lifetime clearing first, then that's where you start off at, because it could be just emotional stuff coming forward. And remember, everything that you have wrong with you, if there is something, it's always from your ancestors. And they gave you the gift of what you're dealing with, and now you have to release it. So everything is from the past. Remember, all lifetimes are right now, this moment, because you're living the DNA of whatever chooses to come up in your lifetime. And people activate different things. So that's the problem that we have here is that I'll just take away the DNA here for the next 15 minutes, say, till straight up on the hour. Here we go. We'll deactivate your DNA. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. They're now turned off. So your body should feel better. It should feel like when you're on the light ship. And it'll come back in, you know, slowly, maybe for a minute after the hour it'll come in. Take a couple of minutes to integrate so you're not slam dunk back into reality here too much. But remember, they gave you that. That's known as karma. So your DNA is basically your karma. And it's all the thoughts of your ancestors that you think that you're responsible for. And it's not you, it's them, but they're not living. So now you have the whole bag and the storyline of your lifetime to deal with this here. So, Annika, what do you think we should do? What I will say, I'm doing a special. If you do a whole lifetime clearing or any clearing over $100 and you want to do another clearing, the next clearing would be half price. So say you did a $100 clearing. I forgot which one would be $100. I don't know. But anyway, we'll just say you do a $100 clearing, and then you want to do like a whole lifetime one, then just let me know, and it'll be half price for you. But you want to do the whole lifetime emotional one first, always. And a lot of people, you know, want to take advantage of this because they can get so much more done. And whatever you choose to get next is half price, so it's a one-for-one. pay full price for one and get a second one for half. And that'll be a summer special. But you have to email me so I know what to do. So I know who it is. And, you know, just jot down on the subject box, if you would, you know, summer special. And just let me know what clearing or clearings you had. Maybe you had five clearings and you want to take advantage and get five additional ones for half price. That's fine, too. So, you know, it's the way you can move ahead quicker and faster. So let's see here. Let's do a clearing where we bring in the space holders from the light ship. So remember, if you only say, which would be a high number for most people, say 40% on your body, most people are 20. But if you're 40, then they can put in space holders just to take up space to make you think, or just your body think, that it has full spirit in it. But these space holders cannot help you for ascension, but it's a good thing to have to make you feel better. So I want to bring everybody up in numbers here. So I'll start off at 15%, and then we'll go to 20. There we go. And 25%, and 30, and you're going to feel your body change. So when you feel your energy level increased slightly, that's where you are. They're going to be putting space holders in automatically, so you can get an idea how much spirit you have. Okay, so 35 to 40, 45 to 50, 55 to 60. Oh, God, that's a good sign. A lot of people are there. Okay, and let's see, so 60 to 65, 65 to 70. 70 to 75. Boy, some throw stuff going on there. 75 to 80. Wow. let's go back on 70 there. Somebody's having troubles. Here we go. Throw chakra alignment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. Heart, good. Throat eye, good. Power chakra, good. Second and first, just an adjustment for everybody. Okay, now let's go 75 to 80, good. 80, 85, good. 85 to 90, good. 90 to 95, and 95 to 100%. So you automatically should be able to feel where you were as your energy started to get more lighter and you felt more peace. So whatever that number was is kind of where you fall. Then they started putting in space holders to take away the energy of darkness momentarily so that you would be able to feel more light. But the space holders can't do anything other than just take up space. And so this is what the way they work. So back to you, Annika.
So, so great. And I saw somebody also commenting before there about so great when you do the DNA, you know, quieting that for a while and holding us with space holders. It's just a fantastic, fantastic experience. Thank you. And Tanya was also asking about the magnetic clearing, and I don't know if you want to go into that too, because there's another one that can twist us and turn us, and we might
well,
not.
Yeah, that one's very good. Yeah, the magnetic body one, it's actually less than what I started off doing them for, so you're getting two for the price of one on that one. But what it does, if you've had clearings from the light ship, and you just said, man, I had five or six clearings, and you know, I feel maybe 10% better, and I don't know, you know, it, you know, it does help slightly, but it's just not, you know, accomplishing what I want to have done. Well, then do the magnetic twisted body clearing, because the healings are still there, just that your bodies might not be into proper alignment physically with your spirit to have your spirit heal you. And when you do that one, it's pretty intense. So here we go. I'll do a magnetic alignment here. So we'll take one of your bodies and move it around probably about 50 degrees. So I'm going to just kind of attempt to do it because it shows getting close to the end here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And this body is being turned from left to right. And now we'll do the twisted body, because it can be twisted too, besides being turned. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, then we'll take another body, and your spirit's going to select this here. And how you doing, Annika, with this one?
It's good. Yeah, I feel great. And everybody looks good online there. So, yeah, it's good.
Okay, so here we go. Your spirit's picking out another body to help correct. Remember, you could be, 500 degrees out. So we're taking you back 50 out of whatever it is that your spirit's selecting. All your healings go through your spirit. So count to 10 again to move at 50 degrees. 1, 2, 3. Well, this is a heavy one. Oh, we had 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the twisted part. The twisted is a little more intense because you might get dizzy sometimes. Might even feel like you may want to throw up if it's really off. So it's not a clearing that it's good when you get done and over it, but in the process it could be maybe a little challenging sometimes. So here we go. Twisted body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do one more body here. Spirits have stuck one of them. And you can tell if it's working because your body will start to heat up, have tingles, chills, get warm, something like that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's your magnetic body, not twisted body. This is the same body, but it's like a corkscrew. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see how your body's responding to this here. Back to you, Annika.
I see some great comments, Ron. Amy saying, space holders hold light where spirit missing makes me feel very whole. And Donna says, so much peace, I love it. Karen said, my stomach ache is gone now. It was quite painful. Thank you, Ron. So, yeah, and I'm sure there's a lot of other stuff that I just don't see now. My body's buzzing, that's Tina. Yeah, it's really good and very powerful show and wonderful to have you do this with us and being part of this time. I know it's a crazy time, but we are in the right place, and I'm just very grateful. So Ben says I'm very twisted up. So yeah.
Yeah, once you have that clearing, it's I would not do it until you have some of the whole lifetime ones done first, mainly because as you do the clearings, then the bodies that get untwisted that you've had a clearing for, all of a sudden it reactivates that clearing over again. So if you had a clearing from me 5 years ago and you don't, maybe you're just tuning back in again and you hear about this new clearing here, it will go back from whatever the light chip has done to you because the energy is still there. And it will all of a sudden work more effectively as these bodies are untwisted. So that clearing is very good to do. If you're older, naturally, you want to do the alien death bar coat. Mainly if you're over 30, that's a good one to have too. But, all the clearings are great. It's just how you want to experience life. And, normally for most people, the emotional clearing is, like the silver bullet sort of. I know you can do more after that, but if you haven't done the emotional one yet, do that. And then also, if you have done it, get the unlimited for $50 so that you're able to stay current. And you can go back, from the time that you finished the first clearing that we did and get the unlimited, and you can start off from there and just start clearing months or years up to the present moment, then get on it, 2 to 3 times a day. People around you might be emotional. It could possibly affect you, and just get on there and get rid of the energy. Don't become involved in their storyline. Otherwise, you're playing a game of stories, and you're creating a new reality. The aliens will abduct you on that new reality, and you don't want to have that done. So, you know, you get the unlimited emotional one. So, back to you, Annika. Looks like our time is kind of closing here.
We are, yeah.
What I'm going to do is a cord clearing on the heart. So, we'll take away heart energy. So, I'll do the front side first. This could be heartache. It could be discordings. From people, places, things. Here we go. The front side, releasing cords. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Whoa. 1, 2, do it again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's the cording. The front side, this is the back side. This is where they kind of get you without you knowing about it. You know, the old story about being stabbed in the back, this is kind of what it is here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. A lot of energies here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So this is how the clearings work. They're instantaneous, very quick. And this is why when Jesus walked the earth, he said, you are healed. Remember, the Lordship doesn't care what you've done, what you did to other people or anything else. Doesn't judge you. It just takes away the stuff. If it did judge you, then it would be the darkness, and then that would not be the light. So the light is just here to help you get ready for ascension. This is why the light chip comes every 2,000 years. So that's why the clearings are so quick. That's why I count. I don't have to count or use the word stronger. I can just snap my finger and do it. But for some people, they wouldn't quite get it. So counting or using the chakras like we do on the whole lifetime clearings is a way that your brain, your mind will say, you know, can be used to analyze kind of what's happening, to make it more user-friendly, and that's the way we do it. But basically, none of that is even needed. Sometimes I'll just click my fingers and it's done. That's how quick the light shift works. Remember, to do your whole lifetime online with all of your stuff per year, and you have a lot of stuff, you know, everybody has stuff. You know, it takes probably 15, 20 seconds to have your whole lifetime erased per year. So that's quite amazing, you know, if you think about that. Wow, just think of your, whatever you dealt with. You know, everybody has an issue, and to have it gone in 15 to 20 seconds, you know, it's quite remarkable. This is source energy working with you that created you. So, back to you, Annika, and our conference call is tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, getting rid of these alien life forms and critters. If you're kind of interested in that, just didn't go to the archives. We have two BBS shows there quite a while ago. I think maybe in 08, I believe. I think one was like 10:30:08, if I'm not mistaken. The other one I can't recall, but that's where we sort of
take it. I think it was 30th of the 11th, 2007.
So anyway, there might be dated there, but they are older programs that we had, and you can just listen to them and feel better. And there's lots of them. This is why we do it for 8 hours. So back to you, Annika, and I'll say blessings to all of you. I guess it's time to sign off.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much, Ron, and thank you, everyone, for being on. Yeah, it's amazing what you can cover in 1 hour, Ron. It's a comment from Amy there. Lots of great comments. Thank you for sharing, everyone.
Yeah, well, what I'll do right now is the next 10 minutes, I'll take away the energy of the solstice here, 621, in case you're attached to that. So I'll be doing that It'll be completed, what I can get off everybody, about a quarter after the hour. So if you do feel energy working with you, I'll be doing that right now. So blessings, everybody. See you later.
See ya.